You're live.
All right, committee, let's go ahead and get started. Government Operations Committee meeting. Date is April the 5th. Time is 1:04 PM. Meeting is scheduled until 4:30. Call this to order. Next is roll call.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Second Speaker Rivard.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
And Chair Walker.
Here, we have a quorum. Next is prayer. I've asked Congressman Big Horse to say a prayer for us this afternoon, Congressman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this afternoon, dear God, Heavenly Father, in a humble manner. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we're thankful for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, dear God, Heavenly Father. And dear God, Heavenly Father, as we go throughout this day, we just ask that you look down upon all of those that are in chaos, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, just those poor little children and those elders, dear God, Heavenly Father. I just ask that you help them, dear God, Heavenly Father, in some way. And dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you help all of our people here, dear God, Heavenly Father, our Osages from coast to coast, dear God, Heavenly Father. Ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Agenda item 4 is approval of minutes. Please review the minutes from March the 30th.
Chair.
Second speaker, go ahead.
Okay, no, I found it. I'm sorry.
Chair. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Motion to approve the minutes of March 30, 2022 as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Motion carries. Minutes are approved. Next is ONCA 2227, an act to authorize and appropriate $104,793 to the Hominy Ranchers Rural Fire Department for the purchase of a fire truck and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Maker. Congressman Maker, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Today we're going to be talking about ONCA 2227. I was contacted by Dr. Leif Burnett, who's a veterinarian and a member of the Hominy Ranchers Fire Department, that they needed assistance and some new equipment. Their equipment they have is really old, and they cover a lot of area, even though their title is Hominy Ranchers Rural Fire Department. They cover wherever they're needed in Osage County, as far as Mullendore Ranch all the way to Pawnee. They've even gone across the river to help when there's fires across in other counties, adjoining counties. But they do go to aid anyone who needs help that has fires on their property, including Osage tribal members, landowners. So today, I've had asked the fire department members if they could be here today, and they have taken time out, and they are busy. So I'm thankful that they were able to come up today. And right now, I'd like to have them come up and give a little talk about what they need. And we're, like I say, we have the chief there, Mr. Pete Anderson, is here, and Gary Brown, and Dr. Leif Burnett, who is also the veterinarian down at Hominy. So at that time, we asked Mr. Chief up here to come up.
Good afternoon. And, you know, we're still working on this. You know, we've been out of the office for 2 years, but we're still being reminded constantly to speak into the microphone. Sometimes it works even better to hold it. So for those listening and you were being broadcast, please talk into the microphone. But welcome. Good afternoon, sir.
I'm Pete Anderson, chief of the Hominy Ranchers. 11 years, I guess, in it. 22 years total. We was asking for a newer truck. We've got 8 trucks that are the 5-ton military surplus that was furnished by us through the years through the State Forestry Service. They're ranging anywhere from a 69 models all the way up to 85. We just got a new one that is a 97 model, that and that's our newest one. And then we have a 5,000-gallon tanker that we bring out. And we're just trying to update our equipment. The manpower, we don't have as much manpower, so it's harder for us to get out, and our trucks are getting older, so we don't go as far as we used to, just because we can't get back to our area as fast. And we don't draw any taxpayers' money. It's all state forestry gives us anywhere from $3,800 to $4,500 a year, depending on the year. We have roughly 100 members that pay $50 a year membership fees. And so if they call, we go out and help them. And then our main source of money is the trust land, when we go out with the BIA and the tribes fire, you know, with Ross Walker and his guys. That's our main source of income, really, when it comes down to it. But with the fuel prices right now, it's tough to run very many at a time out because of the fuel just costing so much. And but now we're just asking for a newer rig that we can get quicker response time and help more than what we've got right now, basically. Any questions or?
Committee.
I have a question, Chair.
Go ahead, second speaker.
Okay. So what, when you work with the Osage Nation Wildland Fire, you said that they help you as far as a little bit of funds. How do they, help you? Is it, do they pay you to assist on a fire, or is it for fuel reimbursement?
When we hit the restricted trust land, we get $600. That's just a flat fee when we're on it. Yeah.
Can I continue, Chair?
Yes.
Thank you. So when you come on within restricted property, they give you $600 to the, not per person. It's not per person. It's for your entity.
Yeah, for the fire department only. None of all of us are 100% volunteer. We draw nothing off of any of this. We don't get nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's just a flat fee.
Okay. Well, thank you. I learned something. Well, that's good to know.
Any other questions or comments? Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I can remember being down at the state, and you all used to get $10,000, and everybody thought that was a lot of money. And then I remember the next year, it was cut in half to $5,000. And it sounds like it's been cut even more since then.
Yeah, it just depends on the year.
I certainly appreciate all of the rural firefighters because they do a wonderful service for us here in this huge county. So I thank you, men.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, if there's, we have, I believe this body has done a good job of supporting our rural fire departments in the past. I don't have any questions. I'm aware of what all of these volunteer firefighters do and how they interact with not just the cities, but Osage Wildland Fire, how they assist. They're all working together. It is a vast amount of land that they are protecting, and not just land, but livestock and homes. And so I don't have anything further. And if no one else does, then I was going to make a motion to report it out.
I would like to ask a question or two.
Go ahead.
For informational purposes. So just curious, this is a specific amount for $104,793. Can you describe what that is going to purchase?
This quote was made in September, but it will be a one-ton brush truck, 300-gallon, a Hail 100 fire pump, Hail 75 that'll run about 300 pounds of pressure, one-inch hoses, and quick response to get there to see what other equipment we need to bring in.
So a new truck kind of equipped with what you
brand
want?
Brand new, yeah.
Gotcha. Congressman Maker?
Yes, I'd like to make a comment about that because about a month ago, I knew this was coming up because I've been working on this with Dr. Lake Burnett for like 6 months. And I told him it was going to come up, this session. And I did ask him if this amount had changed, because we know things change, amounts change. And I thought before I turned it into Mr. Gill, I was going to go ahead and see about rounding that up to an even figure. Like, you see the number here, just make it like a 105 or something. But we had already went through the process, and I said, well, maybe if it hasn't changed, that might be a good question for the fire chief here. Has this number changed at all? And does it need to go up?
Right now, everything's so iffy and nobody really knows. I'm sure it's a year out, even if we did, just trying to get everything in here like everything else, But we really don't know. They wouldn't commit unless we just really sit down, But whatever we can get, we would be happy with, to help.
Understood.
Chair, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So, two questions. I was wondering, do you guys provide, say, outside of, you know, fire season, do you guys provide burn services for Osage landowners?
Some, but not a whole lot, just of the liability and the manpower trying to get enough help, you know. And it seems like every time we try, there's another call that is an emergency, and we end up having to leave them people that we started trying to help to go to an emergency call.
Understood. Okay. And one more question. I was wondering, is there any time in the year when all the rural firefighters get together and maybe discuss their needs or anything of that nature? How do you guys work together?
Before COVID, they had a chief's meeting every quarter up here. And Osage County, Steve Pitts, the fire coordinator for the state, NCOG, we'd have a chief's meeting every quarter. But since COVID, we haven't had one.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, obviously, and we can collaborate resources and be on the same page. It's a benefit to all.
And this is strictly a brush truck wildland fire. We back the city of Hominy on structures. We take our tanker and all. We don't have enough funds, or neither one of us have enough funds to do really both. So it is strictly wildland fire, you know, on this truck.
I'm familiar with that. Russ is my brother, by the way. So he gets a lot of attention this time of year.
Yeah, and we go wherever Ross calls, you know.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Anyone else? Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. How many rural fire departments are there in Osage County?
I couldn't answer that for sure. There's quite a few of them. But.
Thank you, sir.
Congressman Maker.
Yes, I was talking to these men when they first came in. I did ask that question, and there's several all through Osage County. You guys probably know, you've seen them, you know, just turn around the county. But I also asked him how many, you know, times they've been called out, and how many was that again?
Last year was 31, and 27 was on the trust restricted.
I mean, it's a good question. It falls in line to a large extent, similar to the question about how many rural water districts are there. And, you know, I know that you're thinking it too. Well, I mean, if we donate to them, then how many others may want a fire truck as well? I get that, but, you know, we are a government, and we need to participate and help our friends and neighbors, and we're all in this together. And if we can donate $100,000 to Hominy Ranchers this year, then, you know, maybe there's another one coming down the road later this year that we could afford. And then, you know, we just have to prioritize. And Congressman Maker, you know, you're good about helping your Hominy folk, and you've got this in front of us, and it looks like it's going to go forward. So if there's nothing else, Congresswoman Good Fox.
Make a motion to report ONCA 2227 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Second.
Motion with a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Hearing none, ONCA 2227 will advance to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Next is agenda item 6, which is ONCA 2248, an act to authorize and appropriate $125,000 to the Fairfax Volunteer Fire Department out of the general fund in the Osage Nation for the purchase of a rescue truck and new equipment. Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor. Congresswoman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good afternoon, everyone. We have the fire chief, Mr. Joe Buckner, who happens to be an Osage constituent. He is on the line with us. And I'm just going to give a little bit of an introduction here, and then if Mr. Buckner would like to say anything. Also would like to note that Congresswoman Shaw is a co-sponsor with me, and a couple of weeks ago we met with Joe Buckner and Rick Ehler at the fire station in Fairfax, and we had a good, long, lengthy conversation with them, and they have supplied us with a letter, and the support documentation is located on the calendar invite with a lot of support documentation with quotes for the cost of a vehicle that they are requesting assistance with in the Fairfax area. This particular request is a rescue truck that they can utilize, and it's a dual purpose rescue truck, meaning that it can go on fires. The rescue truck that they currently have was given to them, and I can't remember how long ago it was. It was a used rescue truck that was given to them. He has sent pictures of that particular vehicle. What they're requesting at this point is a new rescue truck with the new equipment that they would need to better serve the Fairfax community. And this particular vehicle would have the ability for water and foam to put out fires, but also to go to any type of accidents where there may need to be assistance. And I will tell you that yesterday I had the unfortunate, I had an unfortunate situation where my sister was in an accident yesterday on Highway 60, and Scheidler brought their rescue truck, and my sister was in a head-on collision on Highway 60, and she was not pinned in the car, but the other vehicle's driver was, and I was so thankful to see the rescue truck come from Scheidler, because that was the closest truck that could come to help get the other victim out of the car so that she could be taken to the hospital. And so it's interesting that I've had this legislation now in front of us, and I have intimate knowledge of what they do for us, and to see, like Congressman Walker mentioned earlier, friends and neighbors uplifting one another and everyone coming to the accident or to a scene to assist from, you know, all the small communities. Of course, that's how we made it back in the day, was all the farmers would get together and all the ranchers get together, work cattle, you know, bring the crops in, and it's and we still hold true to those values today. So I don't want to ramble on too long. I just wanted to say that that it is for purchase of a vehicle, but there's also more documentation that Mr. Buckner has sent concerning other equipment that is severely outdated.
Chair.
Caitlin, we go ahead.
We are going to have to get a different microphone for Congresswoman Lemon real quick. Hers is cutting out.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Thank you, Caitlin. The other equipment that they're requesting, as you can see, is what they call bunker gear. They sent there's photos in our support documentation showing that how outdated their bunker gear is, which is what they're calling their personal protective equipment, which is what they would put on, which is fire suppressant clothing they would put on when they go to a house, to a fire. Something that Congresswoman Shaw and I just found really interesting during our meeting was that they sent us photos also of hoses that they currently use that are from the 40s and 50s and 60s. And they have asked the city of Fairfax for help. The city of Fairfax has helped them on a few of their requests, but that's really all I have at this point, unless Congresswoman Shaw has something, and then if Mr. Buckner would like to speak, have anything to say. Thank you.
Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw, go ahead.
I just wanted to add in, and yes, it was very shocking as to how old some of that equipment was, an eye-opening. But one of the things in our meeting that was brought up that I hadn't really thought of, and this applies to the Hominy request as well as Fairfax, is with the construction, new construction of the senior housing, that we certainly don't want to be in a position in either of those communities where we're not able to take care of our our elders. So that's what I wanted to add. Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. Buckner, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. You have the floor, sir.
All right. For years of the prior chiefs, we should be set up for this rescue truck anyway. But prior chiefs before me, they kind of geared up for more of wildland fire, which, that's where we spend 80% of our time is fighting wildland fire. And so they was more gearing up for that instead of worrying about, stuff that you don't use all that often that when you need it, you really need it. And that was, it was brought to me. We was trying to figure out what we was going to do or how we could do it. And it was brought to me to approach the Congress with this idea. And it just went from there. I'm really not a good talker. So, does anybody have any questions out of me that I can talk in circles all day, I guess. But.
Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Buckner. When we had our meeting, you mentioned, because the truck that is being requested in this legislation is a rescue truck, and you had mentioned the condition of our current rescue equipment. Do you want to just briefly explain that?
Yes, yes. All right. The truck that we have now, I believe, is a 2004 Ford F-150 that was actually given to us by the state forestry for, to fight wildland fire is what they gave it to us for. But we got them to allow us to use it to put our rescue equipment on because we was without a rescue truck. We was putting our rescue tools on trucks that, would usually go to a grass fire or usually go to a house fire and, trying to get that stuff out of the toolboxes, it was kind of a pain. And then, the truck just flat wore out. We could probably spend just as much money as we're asking on that truck just to get it usable. And I think it's been 5 or 6 years ago, we approached the city to help us with buying new, what we call the Jaws of Life, would be the extrication equipment. And they was not interested in helping us whatsoever. So we actually went to the bank there in Fairfax and borrowed the money. I would say it was $28,000 or something to buy them tools because we was on a wreck. And I can't really explain the feeling when you have a person, that needs the tools that you got and your tools fail. And it's just not, I want to be able to help. I don't want to have to worry about, well, are they going to work this time? Or, you can prepare, and still show up to an incident and something fail. But so I want to be as prepared as I can with the best equipment that I can. And just hope for the best, I guess, I don't know if I explained how you just want me to explain, but.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Any comments or questions from the committee?
Chair, I have a question.
Second speaker, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Buckner, I had a question. So how are you guys funded otherwise? You said that you went to the city of Fairfax and they told you no. How are you funded otherwise, sir?
The city of Fairfax gives us a budget of $14,000 a year. And then we get, I want to say last year, we got $4,800 from the state forestry with Oklahoma Forestry Service, in which our fuel and parts bill pretty well eat up that budget the city gives us. So, you know, that's out the window. And then that other $4,000 or $4,800, it's supposed to be spent on stuff for fighting grass fires, wildland fires, in which we do our best with that. And then we do small fundraisers throughout the year, just, you know, what the city budget doesn't cover, we use our booster account to cover. You know, we have parts, big parts that come up, we'll get real heavy on the fundraisers, and we have been pretty heavy on the fundraisers. But we usually have an annual golf tournament that was really one of our big money raisers. And with the golf course at Fairfax being the shape it's in, we haven't really been able to have that the last couple of years. And, you know, and we've tried to go to other courses too, and we just never made any money on it. Actually, the last one we done, I think we went in the hole on. We ended up paying to put the golf tournament on, and it cost us more money than what we made with the fundraiser. So fundraisers, you know, we may average $5,000 to $6,000 a year, and the $14,000 city budget, and then the $4,800, that's what we received last year from the state forestry. And that's about all we it just depends on how active the guys want to be in the fundraising. You know, two guys can't go out there and raise a whole bunch of dang money by themselves.
Understood. Thank you, Chair, and thank you, sir, for providing the detail on that. I just kind of like to ask that question because I don't believe it's educational information, and I don't feel like the people may be listening, and maybe my colleagues, that we just don't understand that, you know, number one, how lucky we are,
right,
with our wildland fire and the crew and the money that they receive, but you know, working in a collaborative effort, you know, because I believe, I'm sure your rescue truck is what would be available to help our people too. So I,
right. Yeah. We, you know, they say we have jurisdiction, you know, areas, and but if it's up to me, we don't. Somebody needs help, we're going. If, you know, say Skytook needed something, I'm going to send it. As long as I'm not short in my area, I'm going to send whoever needs help. And I didn't really know that this title could be as complicated as a volunteer fire chief, and which it shouldn't be, but it's been behind, or all of our paperwork and everything was behind, and we're just now starting to see daylight through all that. And me and Rick, we pretty much just got the keys thrown at us and said, here you go. So we're trying to get her back on track.
Thank you, Chair.
Committee.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Motion to report ONCA 2248 with a due pass recommendation to the floor of Congress. Thank you.
Second.
Motion with a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. All right, ONCA 2248 advances to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to thank Mr. Buckner and just let him know that we're going to move on, and that the legislation has been passed out of committee now, Joe, and it'll go to the floor of Congress through the process.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you for your time
today. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, next is ONCA 2245, an act to establish the formal standards used to promote the health and general welfare of the Osage people, culture, economy, and natural resources through food and agricultural production on beekeeping and honey. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Just mean, she's going to say this, but she did inform me. We talked a little bit yesterday, and then she told me again this morning that there's some moving parts regarding our legislation this afternoon. So maybe look into table. We might briefly get into it. But Congresswoman Lemon, tell us what's up.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair, and good afternoon again, everyone. Thank you for the preface, Chair, because yes, there are some moving parts. I'm working currently with the Department of Natural Resources and the AG's department, along with Rebecca Kirk, on all of these food code legislations. And with this particular beekeeping one, there's some language in here that references some criminal codes, and we're not there yet with it as far as trying to move forward. There's also a couple of other pieces in the beekeeping legislation that we want to condense. Or look at condensing. And so my plan is to bring a committee substitute the next time that we file a committee substitute, the next time that we come into committee with this one, particularly, and also with the branding one, which is later on in the session or in this meeting. So with that, I just really like to make a motion to, I make a motion to postpone ONCA 2245 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion with a second to postpone ONCA 2248.
Five.
Oh, my bad. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 2245 has been postponed to the call of the chair. Next is ONCA 2246, an act to establish the formal standards used to promote the health and general welfare of the Osage people, culture, economy, and natural resources through food and agricultural production of industrial hemp. Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor. Congresswoman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, again. And this particular piece of legislation, I would like to also have it on another meeting agenda later in session, if the committee would allow it. There's other moving parts at the federal level concerning cannabis and actually, if I'm speaking correctly, at the Senate level right now, it's passed the House. There is legislation to decriminalize cannabis, which we all know that hemp and cannabis are the same thing, but just different levels of THC. So with that it changes what we may want to do here concerning cannabis. And so after visiting with the Department of Natural Resources Director Jan Heyman and her staff and another resource in Ms. Carly Hotvet, we just need to do some more work on this before we're ready to discuss this in committee. So I'd like to make a motion to postpone ONCA 2246 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion to postpone ONCA 2246 to the call of the chair with a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. A motion carries. Next is agenda item 9, which is ONCA 2247, an act to establish the formal standards used to promote the health and general welfare of the Osage people, culture, economy, and natural resources through food and agricultural, to add Chapter 8 on livestock to the Osage Nation Food and Agricultural Act. Sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. I think I may have talked too much yesterday. I'm kind of tongue-tied this afternoon. Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, again. And I appreciate you indulging me and allowing me to talk a little bit on these bills before postponement. So this particular bill is about livestock branding within our jurisdictional boundaries. And the first thing I just want to say is that I am going to make the motion later in a few minutes to postpone, but I just want everyone to know that this is a voluntary act, meaning that it would not be mandatory. And I just want, whenever you do read the legislation, I just want to be sure and let you know that the intent is for this to be voluntary if you so choose to utilize the Osage Nation's branding, Livestock Branding Act. So with that being said, I make a motion to postpone ONCA 2247 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion with a second to postpone. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 2247 is postponed to the call of the chair. Thank you. Next is ONCA 2077, an act to amend the criminal code at Title VI, crimes against property, to add larceny and receiving stolen property dash presumption, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Keene. Congressman Keene, tell us about your bill, please, sir.
Thanks, Chair Walker. I had originally introduced this 2 years ago, and it's pretty self-explanatory. So we had an incident where someone's goods were stolen and they were taken to a smoke shop. Well, this young lady had to go through numerous hurdles just to get her stolen goods back. And this all occurred on Indian land. So I got with the AG and we consulted together, and we thought that it'd be common sense just to go ahead and amend our criminal code to kind of prevent this type of act of occurring again. But also with this bill on the horizon, as you know, our reservation case, I'm confident we'll win. And our reservation will be firmly established. And I think it's very important for us to have really good laws, criminal laws, on the books. So I think this bill does a good job of that. And like I said, I worked with the AG's office to help craft this bill, and I'm happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Committee.
Chair, I have a question for us. Did we discuss this? Was it postponed? Is that what it was? I'm just curious. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, Chair.
Go ahead.
It was brought up in committee before, but it was during the budget session. So I kind of introduced it late in the session, and then it just kind of stayed in waiting, basically. So thank you. And just one other thing, I don't think it should hold up the bill, but there is a reference to the tribal jail, so I'll get just with the AG and kind of see what their take is on that, because obviously we don't have our own tribal jail, but I don't think that's a major flaw in the bill. Thank you.
We have quite a bit of legislation and code that says references tribal jail.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes. And for those listening, if you're wondering, no, we don't have a tribal jail, but that's implied that it's, we have an agreement or contract, whatever, with the county jail. So that is the tribal jail at this point. Committee?
Chair, I have another question. Who were you working with in the AG's office?
Mr. Trumbly.
Okay.
Congressman Keene, would you like to see this moved to the floor for a vote?
Yes.
Move it.
I make a motion to advance ONCA 2020-77 out of committee with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion with a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. ONCA 2077 will be reported out with a due pass recommendation. If there's nothing else, the next agenda item is adjournment. Without objection, committee, we are adjourned.